This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America! Welcome, all of you! It's great to be back behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone, taking calls, answering some emails. I want to welcome all of you to the Invent America segment of our radio program, Home Talk USA. It's a segment that we do in the second hour of each week, where we talk to product inventors from all over the country, where we kind of give you a blueprint that if you have an idea on maybe a technology and not familiar about the process. But that's why we're here to help. And I'd like to welcome to the show right now. They call her the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. It's always a tongue thing for me, you know, with that. I can never get it out, you know.
Well, sometimes it is for me, too. And, you know, it does belong to me, and I have been using it for a long time. But every once in a while, I'm thinking faster than I can talk, and
yeah.
There it goes.
But we only got so much time to talk, and you're right, I talk quick because I want to try to get all that information, and everybody's always said, hey, Cajun man, just slow down. I said, well, hey, we got a clock here that we have to do. Well, Rita, welcome back again, and we're having a great time with the Invent America segment of Home Talk, a little section of the show that we do on the second hour of each week. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about the purpose of the show and, you know, what kind of information we would like to get out there? And of course, I'll
guess.
Well,
you know, it's like you can read my mind because that's exactly what I was thinking about. And, you know, Invent America, our name is because America invents. We've always been full of inventors across this country. And, you know, our best inventors are the people that are working out in the field or something. And it's like the tool breaks and they've got to have a better way to do it. And when your introduction was going on, I was thinking, it's like there's so many inventors that have those brilliant ideas, and they really don't know then the first steps. And that's what we're here to provide, is because our show broadcasts from coast to coast, and a lot of the people will pick it up, and they're out in rural America, and all of a sudden they go, oh, well, that's the way I should do this. And that's what we're here to do, is to provide them with, like you said, the blueprint of what's my first step. How do I make sure, one, I'm not infringing on somebody else, and then how do I go about protecting my idea so that I can get it out there for other people to use? And so we go through those steps. We talk about different challenges. We talk about different resources so that we're really providing and entertaining, because a lot of our inventors just have the best stories to tell. And, you know, they've had problems, so our experts help solve the problems. And we're off to the races. We've got great entertainment because everybody says, oh, I've always dreamed about being an inventor. So we can help them with their fantasy land, and hopefully we get, you know, some of those with fantasy land into reality check.
Well, and I could recall last week's show that, by the way, was one of our top-rated shows because we talked about something last week that was very important, product liability, because basically you can have that idea, put it on a piece of paper, get your patent down, get your molding done, you're ready to produce this, and then all of a sudden you find out you have a product liability issue because the product you want to put on the market, is the liability part of it might very well over exceed what is required by law, and you can't even get your product on a market. So you spent all this money, now you can't even get your product out unless one of the big boys come in and, you know, private license it.
So right, it was, exactly. And there's so many challenges. In a couple of weeks, I've got a guest lined up already that's going to specifically talk about then the different categories of product liability, because it's different in home health care and babies is a big one, to the pet market, which isn't as big a deal. So we're going to talk about, you know, those different industries that people can be in and how the product liability insurance impacts their ability to get it to market and what they need to do then to be able sooner rather than later understand that.
Yeah. And then at the end of the hour, at the last segment of the show, we always like to give that information how you have, if you have an idea what the process is to get your product on this show. Because we are because we are not a pay-to-play network. We're not a brokered network. We don't charge anybody to be on this radio program. Well, we're just looking for the technologies of the future. And that's what keeps this show on the air. And I tell you, I was in your booth at the trade show, and I had a chance to talk to a majority of your inventors. And I need to tell you, the ideas and the entrepreneurship that they possess is amazing. And this is what it's all about. Just to talk to one of these inventors really gives you the positiveness of to say, you know what? Look, the progressives in this country want to kill America. The progressives in this country want to stifle invention, want to stifle manufacturing. They want to kill the idea. What I need to tell you, progressives out there, and this is not a political show, I'm just making a statement. Hey, America's not dead. America's coming back. And if you're going to keep throwing, you know, darts at it, hey, you might hit that board a couple times, but at the end of the day, it's the will of the American dream, the American to provide a family, to provide a great, so you can raise your family in a good area. Because I tell you, I did a show about 15 years ago on manufacturing communities that have manufacturing, and I need to tell you, Rita, the quality of life of these areas are amazing. Good schools, very reasonable tax areas, and it's because, look, let's face it, providing a great American job provides the American confidence that keeps this big clog wheel rolling. Just a fact. It's just a fact, you know?
Well, and it's amazing, you know, I've gone through, and even though an inventor may license their idea, they're going to use somewhere between 12 and 15 different service providers getting their product teed up. So they do help keep America at work, even if they're not doing manufacturing, because that's more the startup realm. We don't work as much in that realm. And so we talk about it, but the whole idea is that America inventing is America producing jobs.
Well, as long
as... Next week, we're going to talk a little bit about the scoundrels out there, because I want all of the inventors out there to know where to be aware of what can, you know, really tank their idea. And it's the scoundrels. And there's a bunch of them. We're going to talk about them next week.
Well, very well said. Hey, we're going to have to take a short break. When we come back, me and Rita, the inventor lady, we got our first guest, our first inventor. I think we're going to be talking about the handy hamper helper. Boy, that is a tongue twister. Handy hamper helper. What are you doing to me, Rita? Oh, my God.
We're testing you.
Oh, Lord. I can't believe it. All right, we're going to take a short break. Always support your local dependent hardware stores and garden centers. And let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, along with my co-host, Rita Crompton. We're going to be right back. Yay! To the Invent America Show. We'll be right back.
Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Welcome back. Don't forget, we are streaming live at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. We are live every Saturday at 4 o'clock Central Time when we put out the live single through all our radio affiliates, all our terrestrial radio affiliates. And if you catch us other than 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock Central Time, you can catch our podcasts, our online streaming at HometalkUSA.com. You can also go to the Inventor Lady website and catch the show where we download the show on her website also. So it's a whole bunch of ways of catching the radio program, the Invent America show. All right, Rita, we have our first guest. Can you tell us who we have?
Our first guest today is John Lopez. He is from Tampa, Florida. Always very interested in the mechanical engineering and the way he could use that skill set to solve everyday problems. So, John, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rita. Glad to be here.
So John is the inventor. His most recent one is the Handy Hamper Helper. And Michael and I were laughing that if you say that three times real fast, you'll fall over. So, John, you tell us a little bit about what the Handy Hamper Helper does.
All right. Yeah, the Handy Hamper Helper, what's my tongue too, is a hamper that you, of course, keep your laundry in it. And it has a lift so that when you empty out your laundry, it's an upright hamper. And rather than bending over into the hamper to get them socks or whatever on the bottom, you simply just pull up on the handle and it brings your clothes up to your level so that you don't have to stoop over into the basket and you can empty it out from the top.
And it works great. Yeah, it works great.
Mm-hmm.
You went to the hardware show with us a few years ago, and your original one was made out like a traditional hamper. It was plastic.
Yes.
But at that point now, manufacturing and the green effort was starting to take hold and starting to push on us. So what did you find out, and how did you fix the problem?
Yes, I had to think more about it, and once I found out the cost was outrageous for the plastic mold, I decided to come up with a fabric basket hamper that it could be made of fabric in different colors, and you can also fold it up, and it has wheels on it, and it performs the same way where you can lift up your laundry or any other items that you may have, simple groceries, et cetera. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting that by making that change from the plastic mold and the traditional plastic hamper, which, you know, the stores don't want it taking up shelf space, it's expensive to ship, there were a lot of reasons why companies are starting to move away from those big plastic molds. We've seen the same issue come up in coolers. But by changing it then to being that plastic or that fabric one where it folds up nice and easily, you're exactly right. It's easier now to take to a grocery store and to use in a grocery store. It's easier to use if you were traveling. It's just a lot easier to manufacture, to ship, the shelf space that it would take up, the packaging that it would need. So just making that one simple change has a pretty big impact.
Absolutely. Yes, it does. It adds a lot more to it, and it's great for storage as well. When you're done with it, simply fold it up, hang it up, you know, or set it in your closet.
Yeah, I was really impressed because we took your new prototype then to the show with us 2 years ago, and that's where we were able to really get some interest in it. But it was because you had, you know, taken the initiative to change that original prototype into the fabric one that folded up, and it was a suitcase manufacturer then that said, aha, this has got some serious legs to it, no pun intended, because it's a, you know, wheels and pull-up. But it really did make a difference then in the cost to the consumer, because of the cost of the manufacturing will be more reasonable.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So what is your goal then with the Handy Hamper Helper? Tell everybody.
Well, I'd like to share my experience with it and see how people feel about it, and possibly have it licensed if anybody has any interest in it.
So, and that's one of the things. I'm sorry, Michael, go ahead.
Is it on the market ready to go now, though? I didn't hear that.
No, sir.
Okay, so you're in a, what, prototype stage? Or?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. Well, how did the show work out for you, though? You got some bites?
Yeah,
when we were at the show 2 years ago, we did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we had Walmart was interested, or Home Depot, I'm sorry, on their website, was interested in it from Canada. And a couple other ones, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was actually a suitcase manufacturer where they were looking at it from that point of view of they were manufacturing those pull suitcases, and they liked that internal mechanism that would allow someone to pull up whatever was in the bottom of the case to then waist level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we are looking at licensing. So we are going after, if there's anybody out there that's curious about this, they need to get a hold of me or John and ask us about licensing. And they can do it through the Inventor Lady website by just clicking on the Contact Us form.
Does he, Reed, let me ask you, does he have other, does he have other products he's working on?
John?
As far as inventions?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I have one other one that I had patented, and
all right.
It is a, yes. You want to know what it
know,
is?
Yeah, no, not right now. We will get back on it, because if we have to do a show, and if I give all the information, then I got no show.
Okay.
All right, Rita, you can find all this information on your website, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Can you give that website again, Rita?
InventorLady.com.
Ventilated.com. Great. Well, thank you so much, John Lopez. Good luck to you, my friend.
Thank you, Michael.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a short break. Me and the Inventor Lady herself, Rhea Crompton. This is the Invent America Show, segment of Home Talk Radio program right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. We both be right back.